Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is time for quarter number four, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, and they're kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets instantly. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Jim Galante, and as always, quarter number four means we are bringing in from SaturdayTradition.com, Big Ten football writer, Dustin Schutte. Dustin, exciting week of football last weekend.
Well, I was going to ask you first off, are you sure we're in quarter number four, or are we actually in quarter number three? We might need to confer with some SEC officials to make sure that we're in the right quarter here. But yes, another great weekend of Big Ten football, and we're right in the thick of it. We're getting close to the end of the non-conference season and digging into the conference schedule. We're in full swing now.
Well, Dustin, unlike Southeast Conference officials, I'm very confident in my counting skills, and I could tell the difference between the number three and the number four. So I'm going forward with four, confidently. It's quarter number four. Well, we're going to talk about last week's games. You had another good week, my friend. You picked two out of three games. You're on a roll. Overall, I have you 5-3 on the season. Fantastic, my friends. And I sure hope you guys are all betting along with Dustin here. He's making you some money. Let's start with, and you had this, Penn State covering the spread and Penn State winning on Saturday night with the whiteout game. We internally, we're all here, Penn State. We know what we think of this of whiteout game and this game specifically. As a Big Ten guy who sees the whole conference, what are your takeaways from that game?
Yeah, I mean, my takeaway is kind of what we've heard Sean Clifford say through the first 3 weeks of the season, for the first 2 weeks of the season, and then continued on last Saturday after the game, and that's Mike Yurcich has confidence in me, and I think you can kind of tell he understands that belief, because you go 28 of 32 in a big time atmosphere. You had that one pick, but that really was at the end of the half, and it turns out to be basically a glorified punt. I'm really impressed with what Sean Clifford has done so far. To me, he's the difference maker. Coming into this season, he was the number one guy that everybody said, if Penn State wants to make a run at a Big Ten championship, if they want to try to get in the college football playoff, he's the guy. He can't turn the football over. He's going to have to start making plays. He's got to be more accurate. Through 3 weeks, it's still really early, but he's delivered on all of that. I think that Penn State has done a great job getting their playmakers involved. I've been really impressed with Keandre Lambert-Smith, who has kind of taken that next step. Parker Washington has solidified himself as a great number two option in the passing attack. On Saturday, they used the tight ends. Theo Johnson and Brenton Strange got involved. That was awesome to see. All around, I think that this offense is only going to get better. It takes me back to 2016, where the offense had some hiccups in that early season, but eventually they got things clicking, made a run to the Big Ten championship game. This defense is really good. They've got a lot of playmakers. I just really like what I'm seeing out of Penn State, and I think they're only going to get better.
And you've got to like what Mike Yurcich, his role in all of that is.
Yes, I do like what Mike Yurcich is doing. And what he brings offensively to Penn State, because let's face it, what Kirk Schiracca was trying to do, really Penn State didn't have that personnel. You go back to what he did at Minnesota, and they dominated on those slant routes. Penn State's receivers don't have the same size as Tyler Johnson and Rashad Bateman, right? They just don't have that same type of ability. The ability for him to get the ball to playmakers in space, to stretch the field, to have faith in Sean Clifford to run the ball. And then also, even though last week the run game wasn't very prominent, they did get some production out of Noah Kane. They have some guys in the backfield with Devin Ford and John Lovett that they can use. I like the bevy of backs that they have there. Mike Yurcich is a really smart guy. One of the reasons why I think that this is still a work in progress and is only going to get better is because we've seen this team play two really good defensive teams in Wisconsin and in Auburn, and this is still a new offense for these guys. Once they really start to pick it up, I think that this is going to be maybe not one of the most explosive offenses, but again, I go back to that 2016 team that continued to get better throughout the course of the season and was capable of putting up a lot of points, especially in the second half of games that year.
And of course, Dustin had Penn State winning, if you heard our show last week. But probably your best call of the week last week was for the Michigan State-Miami game. And I'm going to go back to last week, Dustin. Here's what you had to say then.
I'm a big fan and a big believer in Mel Tucker in Michigan State. So I think Michigan State not only covers that, I think they escape Miami with a win and move to 3-0, and they're going to be ranked by the end of next week.
So, Dustin, guess what? They did go down there. They did win the game, and they are ranked this week. Great call, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it was a combination of two things. I really like what I've seen out of Michigan State. We just got done talking about Penn State's offense. Michigan State's offense hasn't been explosive since the early 2010s, and they've got a really good run game. Kenneth Walker is the real deal. He could potentially be a Heisman candidate if he continues to play at the high level he's been playing at. They've got great receivers in Jalen Naylor and Jaden Reed. They've played really well. I think Peyton Thorne is playing at a high level. He was a guy that we didn't know if he was going to win the starting job with Anthony Russo coming in from Temple, and he's delivered in a big-time way. And this defense still has some holes, but they're making just enough plays. The other combination of that was I was never really a big believer in Miami. I think that they're a bowl-eligible team. I think they can get to 6 or 7 wins. I don't have a lot of faith in Manny Diaz. De'Arik King just doesn't look like the same quarterback he was a season ago. So I think that combination you just saw kind of play out, that this is no slouch in Michigan State. Coming into the season, they were last in my Big Ten power rankings. And boy, I'm hearing it from Spartan fans right now, because this looks like one of the 4 or 5 best teams in the Big Ten right now.
Well, you turned it around pretty quick by calling them to win that game at Miami. All right, the last one, we won't dwell on it. You had Purdue covering against Notre Dame, and I'll tell you, for quite a while, it looked like they had a shot at doing that before Notre Dame scored late to win that one. Let's move forward now. Let's look at next week's games. Penn State plays Villanova. I'm not even going to ask you to make a pick on that. It's like a 30-point game, and I'm not sure whoever bets on those 30-point games. Let's look at a couple other ones. We had mentioned Michigan State, that you're high on them. And I was a bit surprised. Michigan State is home against Nebraska. And they're, as we record this, they're just a 4-point favorite.
Yeah, that is surprising to me. I think that Nebraska is probably getting some credit for their performance against Oklahoma, playing them close, having a chance to upset. If they play a clean special teams game, they escape Norman with an upset win, and Nebraska's 3-1, and then you kind of put that loss to Illinois in the rearview mirror. But as it stands now, and I hate to say this and drum up those negative thoughts for Nebraska fans, but the one thing that we've seen out of Nebraska over the course of Scott Frost's tenure is inconsistent play. Seems like when they play a bad game, or when they play a really well game, they follow that up with a poor performance. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but I just see a night and day between what I see out of Mel Tucker's squad in East Lansing and what I see out of Scott Frost's squad in Nebraska. Now, if they play as well defensively as they did down in Norman, they will have a chance to maybe not win the game, but they can keep it close, I think, and maybe they'll be within a field goal. But I think that Michigan State's going to run away with this one. I think it's going to be a 2-touchdown type of game for the Spartans.
All right, I'm going to put you down as Michigan State. We talked a little bit about Notre Dame-Purdue, and Notre Dame plays another Big Ten team. Neutral field, Wisconsin-Notre Dame. This was another spread that surprised me a bit, Dustin. Wisconsin is a 6-point favorite over Notre Dame.
Yeah, this is surprising in terms of, I'm not shocked that Wisconsin is the favorite, because they played really well, especially defensively in that season opener against Penn State, and obviously Penn State has now 3-0 with 2 ranked wins, and they played really well against Eastern Michigan. I mean, you go back a couple weeks, and Eastern Michigan's pick 6 was for 92 or 98 yards, and that was more than Eastern Michigan's offense had acquired against Wisconsin for the entire game. So And you look at Notre Dame, the strength for them, too, is defense. So it's weird to me that this is a six-point spread. I could see this being a 2 or 3 point spread in favor of the Badgers. Jim, I don't know if 6 points are going to be scored in that game, so it's hard for me take a line that high. I think that Wisconsin does win that game. I think that they're better defensively, and I think they'll be able to make just enough plays on the offensive side. I really like the combination of Ches Malusi and Jalen Berger, and they've got some really good guys on the offensive line. And if Graham Mertz can kind of bring it together, that might be the difference in that game. But I think that that's going to be a Wisconsin victory, but a Notre Dame cover.
All right, you have Notre Dame covering. I'll ask you real quick one more game before I ask you some Big Ten questions in general. Rutgers is at Michigan. Rutgers, it's an 18.5 point spread. I was a bit surprised Michigan's favored by that much.
Yeah, and I think this is the helmet and the jersey and the brand kind of speaking to the bettors in this one, because Michigan's played really well. Look, I mean, they blew out Western Michigan, they blew out Washington, and then they just hammered Northern Illinois. So I understand that, and you look at Rutgers, they're 3-0. They put a hurting on Temple, and they put a hurting on Delaware, and then they were able to escape Syracuse with a victory. So the one thing that interests me about this, Michigan has ran the ball extremely well. Rutgers defense has had some issues at times, but they turned teams over. They had 9 turnovers in their first 2 games against Temple and against Syracuse. I don't know that Rutgers has enough offensive firepower to win this game, but I think that they're going to create enough turnovers, create enough havoc that I think they're going to cover.
All right, so that's Rutgers. And my last question for you, Dustin, it's a game that's coming up in a few weeks and might turn into a monster game. Penn State is ranked 6th, Iowa ranked 5th. I know it's early, but your quick take on when that game comes up. Will they both be undefeated when it happens, though, first?
I believe so. I think that both Penn State, and unfortunately I don't have the schedule right in front of me, so I'd have to look and see, but I don't think that there's any real challenges. I think that Penn State gets to 5-0. I think that Iowa gets to 5-0, and I just talked about how Notre Dame and Wisconsin, I don't know if 6 points are going to be scored in that game. You want to talk about a defensive slugfest, this might be a 3-4 or a 3-2 type of game with 2 safeties and a field goal. That would be a lot of fun. I said it last week. The thought of a 5-0 Iowa and a 5-0 Penn State meeting up at Kinnick Stadium in early October, my mouth is watering for that matchup.
You do realize when you talk about a game with a field goal or two and a safety or two, it sends shivers up and down the spine of Penn State fans who live through 6-4. All right, Dustin, that is it for this week. Let's do it all again next week.
Thanks, Jim. It was a lot of fun, as always.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.